Greetings everyone, this is Sharmi Devan here, your host and your spiritual and emotional wellness coach. And today I bring to you the amazing topic of batch flower therapy in this podcast. The main reason for the failure of modern medical science is that it is dealing with results and not causes. Nothing more than the patching up of those attacked and the burying of those who are slain without a thought being given to the real stronghold. These were the words of the great Dr. Edward Bach, the founder of Bach Flower Remedies. We know this system as Bach Flower Therapy. This system has 38 remedies, flower remedies, flowers that exist naturally growing in the wild in parts of UK, some that grew in Italy and Spain and then were brought to UK, and one which is water from a stream. This system also has something known as the rescue remedy. Perhaps you have heard of this term. Maybe you have tried the rescue remedy. This is the most popular term used for this five flower combination essence, the only combination that was ever discovered by Dr. Edward Bach himself. And till date, it remains as the only combination remedy that is given in times of emergencies. So what is Bach Flower Therapy all about? Well, this is an emotional healing system of 38 natural remedies that exist in the nature and are used for your emotional wellness. What do they do? As you start to take the remedies, they start to balance your emotions and make you the best version of yourself. They do not manipulate personalities. They do not change the person for who they are. They just make anyone who is taking the remedies the best version of themselves. Isn't that amazing? Would you like to be the best version of yourself? If so, come discover this beautiful, wonderful system discovered by this great man with me. So let's understand this system of Bach Flower Remedies and how it works. If you've ever looked at an onion, and if you've ever peeled an onion, you know that the onion has many, many layers to it until you reach the core. Such are human emotions. When we understand human emotions, we need to look at what is happening in the here and the now. How are you feeling in the here and the now? And what is it that needs to be addressed immediately? Why, you would ask? Why no digging in the past? Well, because it is important to address what is happening in the here and the now to then go in depth with a person's psyche. If emotions that are adverse and they are not treated immediately, the older emotions are not going to completely heal. So we use the onion peeling method in Bach Flower Therapy in order to help the person heal from their emotions. So why do we need Bach Flower Remedies in our lives? Well, we're all humans, and I would also include the animal and the plant kingdom over here, because if you are a living being, you are completely capable of feeling emotions. And most of us have felt adverse emotions at some point or the other in our lives. And while it is important to take care of any kind of diseases, and I hyphenate that word by saying dis-ease, which means lack of ease, Dr. Bach believed that every disease manifests in the body because of emotions that are unhealed. How amazing was this man? Almost 100 years ago, he discovered the connection between emotions and physical disease. How did he discover it? Well, when he was working for the World War patients, soldiers who were wounded, he discovered that some of them healed better and faster from the same injuries, while some took forever to heal or didn't heal at all. And he realized, even as a medical doctor, that there has to be some particular other reason why some people heal faster than others, and sometimes others don't heal at all. This phenomenon got researched only in the recent past. Scientists call this a very complicated term called psychoneuroimmunology. What am I trying to say here is that every disease, the physical disease that manifests in our body, is psychosomatic. Psych or psyche, which means of the mind, and soma of the body, which means that there are emotions that are there inside of us, that are deep set inside of us due to traumas that we go through as children, as adults, perhaps even in the womb, that are unhealed. And the remedies begin to heal these emotions layer after layer, very slowly and very gently. The Bach flower system of remedies is a complementary system of remedies and not a supplementary system of remedies. What do I mean by that? Well, when you complement something, it means that it goes alongside other lines of treatment. So if you are seeking a therapist, the remedies will go alongside the therapy. If you are on any kind of medication for a physical problem, the remedies will complement and perhaps even be a catalyst for the physical healing to happen quicker. One of the most significant things about Bach flower remedies is the worst that can happen is that nothing will happen. So here are some very significant points to remember about Bach flower therapy when you take the remedies. Number one, they are 100% natural. Number two, they have no biochemical ingredient in them. And number three, they are non-habit forming and non-addictive. They are 100% safe for any living person, any living being to consume, including plants, animals, babies and mothers, elderly, adults and children. I had even given the remedies to my child as he was born a premature baby. I gave it to him throughout my pregnancy because I took them, so they went from me to him. And then when he was born, I had put it in his syrups, you know, the vitamins that the newborn babies take, through my breast milk, because infants are not allowed to have water for 6 months. But the mother is allowed to consume the remedies. And one of the things that I will tell new mothers is to take remedies for your child as well as for yourself, to avoid the postpartum and also for the child to develop emotionally really well. And I definitely have proof of that with my own son, who is almost 8 years old now. So how do we work with the batch flower therapy? Again, a quote from Dr. Batch. He said, "No science, no knowledge is necessary, and they who will obtain the greatest benefits from this God-sent gift will be those who keep it pure as it is, free from science, free from theories, for everything in nature is simple." That's right. So anybody with little to no knowledge can easily practice batch flower therapy. Buy a book that has information about the remedies. My suggestion will always be a Batch Center recommended book. The publisher for Batch Center recommended books is Vermilion, and most of these books are available on Amazon pretty much worldwide. So you can buy the book, you can buy yourself a batch flower kit, see in the remedy descriptions what the emotions are, check in with yourself, see what you are feeling in this moment. Remember, it's always about how are you feeling in the here and the now, and then we go layer after layer, peeling those emotional layers off of you. So make sure that it is the current emotions are getting addressed, and then you make up a mixing bottle for yourself and you take 4 drops 4 times a day, first thing in the morning, last thing in the night, and 2 doses in between. A very simple way to take the remedies. How do you make a mixing bottle? Well, take a glass, amber colored glass bottle of 30 ml. Fill it up to the shoulder level with spring or mineral water. Why spring or mineral water? Because it is the purest and the most lively water available to us. So spring or mineral water, and then 2 drops of each of the remedies, and you can choose up to 7 at the most, and you make up your mixing bottle. You can add those drops, so from the mixing bottle you can add those drops into any hot or cold liquid and have it like that, or you can take it directly on the tongue, making sure that the pipette of your glass amber bottle is not touching your tongue, otherwise it will contaminate it. For storage purpose, you can also add a teaspoonful of apple cider vinegar or brandy to it, or even glycerin is fine. And this is the prescription way if you are using the original set of remedies. The original set of remedies are from 3 companies. Number 1 is Nelson's, number 2 is Healing Herbs, and number 3 is Ainsworth. The rest of the companies are not making it by the formula that Dr. Batch discovered, and he only made the remedies with 2 methods, which was the sun method and the boiling method, and those are both very, very natural. Earlier, of course, he used homeopathic methods to make the remedies, but he felt that it was very lab generated remedies, and he wanted to discover more natural ways to extract the essences. So he went ahead and made the remedies in the most natural way possible. We teach about these remedies in our level 1, and then of course if you choose to, you can learn more about the remedies in the levels ahead. So one of the things to look for when you are working with the remedies is to keep the process very, very simple, very, very basic, as close to the natural, authentic way that the center and of course Dr. Batch recommends. Number 2, if you cannot find yourself the right remedies and you're a bit confused, my suggestion will always be to reach out to a Badge Foundation registered practitioner, a BFRP, in your location. Or of course, if you are in India, you can reach out to me. I am a registered practitioner with the Badge Center and a trainer, so you can do that as well. And where would you find this information? If you go to www.batchcenter.com, you will find all of the entire registrar of the BFRPs that exist in the world, and you can choose whoever you like from that registrar in your locality, no matter which country you are, because most of the countries do have registered practitioners, except for a chosen few that still have not experienced this amazing therapeutic system. So this is your tiny introduction to the world of batch flower therapy. In future, I will be bringing you more episodes, more information specifically on different topics in batch flower therapy. Until then, this is Sharmi Dhawan signing off, sending you much love and angel blessings. Namaste.